Labor Radio is speaking with Dave Hart. He's president of Local 1129 of the Communication, Energy, and Paper Workers Union of Canada. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Dave, tell us again, how long have you been on strike here for?
We've been on strike now for 155 days. That's 5 months as of yesterday, September 10th. Our dispute started on April 10th, and we are still here.
How long do you think you'll be here for?
Well, that's a good question. We are trying as we speak to get a talk to the employer, try to get back to the table to resolve this. For whatever reason, and you'll have to ask them, they're resisting that. So I can't put a positive time frame on this. We'd like to resolve it, as soon as possible. But until our employer comes to their senses, we'll be here, and it could be a long dispute.
During this time, have you had any talks at all with the employer?
We've had no official talks. They've driven by the picket line, and we've handed them different documents. But as a negotiating, no, there's been no talks between us.
That must be extremely hard on the employees here that are on strike. Are they really in a hardship situation right now, or is that still to come?
Well, I think we're just after 5 months, I think we're getting to that point where it's going to start coming. It's really hard on these people every day, seeing their employer go back and forth, seeing trucks going in and out of here, and knowing that they have an employer that does not want to address their issues. Frustration grows.
Looking around here, I see lots of these modulock fences. You say there's still work going on behind these fences?
Yes, I do. We've been to the Supreme Court, and the company has injuncted us so that we can only delay people going in or out of Narampak's place of business for 2 minutes. After that, we still have people going in. There's a warehouse that was full of rolls. As I said earlier in my speech, we have approximately $1 to $2 million worth of recycled fiber that they're trying to move out of this yard before it goes bad. And as I understand this is going down to the Pacific Northwest, and it's going over to the Far East.
So do you think they're trying to move their operations right under your noses, or are they just trying to save some assets?
I believe they're trying to save assets. We've seen no movement of them trying to dismantle or take anything apart.
It would seem really bizarre that they would be not talking to you after 5 months of, strike situation. What do you think it will take to get them to talk to you?
I believe we're going to have to start putting more and more pressure. Media is a definite help for us. We're going to have to get out and talk to the governments, municipal and provincial, to let them know that all this recycled fiber is not being used, and have them help us. It's just creating an awareness in the lower mainland to start putting pressure on these guys to realize that, yes, they can't just sit here. We're not just 100 people, but we're a community, and this community wants to get this resolved.
That's certainly right, and I see a lot of people here from the community. What kind of support have you seen so far?
Actually, the support for our local, when we first went on strike, because we're in such a far, an out-of-the-way place, there wasn't an awful lot of support, and we did lag a little bit, but then we got out there into the communities, and we started talking to labor organizations, and we started talking to politicians, and as awareness of our dispute started to grow, more and more support is coming down here, and it's just growing. Each day we have more and more, and it's great to see.
So you have other people, members of the community, supporters of your cause, come and visit you daily on your picket line?
Well, I wouldn't say it's daily, but every 2 or 3 days there's people come down, whether it's members from other locals, other labor organizations. We have retired members from our local that retired before the dispute. There's a retired labor organizations. So we have lots of people visiting, yes.
How many employees are involved in this dispute?
There's approximately 105 unionized employees that are currently on strike.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dave. You've answered quite a lot of questions. Appreciate your time, and we'll be out here again sometime, hopefully when it's resolved, and celebrating with you.
You can come back anytime you want. Just let me know, and I'll be here for you. And thanks for coming.